For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is our third installment from last week's Cultural Baggage Show, featuring politicians from around the country who think the drug war is a bad idea. Let's hear from Loretta Nall, who's running for governor in the state of Alabama.
My efforts have been very well received in Alabama. I'm getting a lot of support via the internet and people that I'm meeting on the street that, you know, they support that. In Alabama, we did a poll in 2004. It was for medical marijuana in the Mobile Press Register. But also in those questions were included, you know, how do you feel about the legalization of marijuana? And 13% of those polled said they favored outright legalization, while 70% of those polled said they favored something, you know, the maximum penalty should be a small fine, and that should be all that should occur for somebody for simple possession. So you have a total of about 83% of people polled that want some change in the marijuana laws. And I have had really excellent success talking about it. The media is interested. I've been invited to some of the debates, and I've spoken at the Parent-Teacher Association convention with a lot of the other gubernatorial candidates. I interject the drug policy debate into every forum that I do, and I have been very well received. We have a major prison crisis here in Alabama that's being driven by the drug war. We've got 28,000 people in prison that was built for 12,000. 31% of them are there for nonviolent drug offenses, and that's about $95 million taxpayer dollars a year just to house them in prison. That doesn't include all the other things that go into put them in prison. But I haven't run into any hardcore opposition. I've been invited to speak at most of the other places that the gubernatorial candidates will be speaking at, and they have not really tried to exclude me. In fact, I've gotten more media coverage in Alabama and also on a national level than any other Libertarian Party candidate for governor in Alabama ever. So to the politicians, we have to get them, they're afraid of a citizen backlash, that they won't be reelected. And what we can do in that regard is to show that in the medical marijuana states and the politicians that have taken on this issue before, that they have never been defeated in the next election with where they were running. So there isn't any statistical evidence to prove that they would, you know, lose any votes. And I'm hoping that, you know, in this election, I'm hoping to win, obviously. But one of the things that I want to come out of it is to show the Democrats and the Republicans how much support there really actually is, how much in numbers, and what a voting block, a very powerful voting block, we can be when we come together. My website is www.nallforgovernor, and that's NallForGovernor.com.
To hear more, please visit our website, drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.